Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9. The stone. Let me read the verse first of all. Zechariah 3, verse 9. See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are 7 eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9. Following on, of course, from verse 8, Listen, O high priest Joshua, and your associates, seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I am going to bring my servant, the branch, see the stone I have set in front of Joshua, and so on. I read it like that because I wanted to confirm the connection between verse 8 and verse 9. It's all one vision, it's all one prophecy. Joshua, I believe, symbolic of the priesthood after the return from exile, the priesthood of the Old Covenant. I believe also figurative in prophecy of the picture of Christ and the gospel and so on. And I believe this is what is going on here. The branch, now the stone. Christ the branch, Christ the stone. There's abundant scriptural evidence for making such a link. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Ephesians 2, 20 to 21. 1 Peter 2, verses 6 to 7. Christ the stone, Christ the rock, upon which men build or by whom men are crushed. And the symbol here, the picture here, the symbolic meaning, the illustration in figurative terms, realized in the coming of Christ. 7 eyes are on one stone. All-seeing providence. All-governing providence. And then, of course, this mighty statement, I will engrave an inscription on it, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. That's a remarkable prophecy, in strong contrast to the Old Covenant, where in a single day, in a single month, in a single year, in a single 1,000 years, repeated sacrifices never once did remove sin. They symbolically or figuratively, in a way, illustrated it, but they were all, the letter to the Hebrews makes clear, ineffective. And yet, in this mighty prophecy, in this mighty Redeemer, this great and glorious Savior, I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. This is the glory of the New Covenant. Here am I, in this tiny little discourse. What am I saying? That in Jesus Christ the Lord, in his blood and righteousness, is everlasting redemption from every sin and bondage and terror that Adam brought upon the human race. In one fell swoop, Christ, in his finished work, has accomplished the glorious redemption. And it's all God's appointment. I have set, I will engrave, I will remove. It's God's power, my friend, sovereign power. It's God's grace, sovereign grace. It's free grace, free power. Mighty freedom brought by the gospel. And of course, as the prophecy says, listen, verse 8, see, verse 9, pay attention to this. But I go further in the day of the new covenant in the gospel. Yes, listen by all means. Yes, read. Yes, meditate. Think. Yes, I don't deny it. But above all, trust the Redeemer. Run to Christ. What an encouragement. What hope for Judah in these small days, these days of small things. What hope and encouragement for us. And here am I, in this tiny discourse, lifting up this mighty theme. What a theme. Tomorrow, my country goes to election to elect a parliament for the next 4 or 5 years. Very important event. But nothing compared to what I'm doing now. If some poor sinner should hear these words and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, the consequences will not be for 4 or 5 years or 4 or 5 minutes, but for eternity, an eternity of bliss. Otherwise, my friend, refusing Christ is only heading one way, to an eternity of misery. I plead with you, don't take that latter route. Flee to Christ now.